Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show, Karima Ali, and today is August 5th, 2009, and we are talking with you live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And today we had a very interesting guest on today that represents Turner Construction. As you know, the industry has changed, and the cutting edges of construction has period, and we're in 22nd century construction. And ladies and gentlemen, folks that have been listening to the show, knowing that we have been airing every Wednesday since last, actually September, feel that we have continued to bring the cutting edges of inclusions and tactics for minorities and women in construction, and I'm very proud to have Bernice Atkins Bradley of Turner Construction. She is the Director of Community Affairs in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the show, Ms. Bradley.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Well, you're quite welcome. It was unusual how we met. We believe in the coalition that building social capital networks, human capital networks, and financial capital networks are very crucial to the your business model. Those are the barriers that I think you and I, myself, and Nadine Levy discussed on the other day. But we really had a real serious conversation regarding some of the things that we had came across in conversations based on those human networks. As everyone knows, we are partners with the Professional Women in Construction in New York. And this is why we state that when organizations are connected, information flows quicker, faster. And so we are able to empower each other and protect each other. And this show really is about defending the honor and the integrity of a company that I know personally has went out of their way past participation levels on projects and have exceeded in history the normal levels of corporate social responsibilities within our community, and not just the construction community, but the community as whole. And Ms. Bradley, you are the Director of Community Affairs with Turner.
Yes, I'm one of their regional directors of community affairs, and I'm based out of Orlando, Florida, but my territory includes the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, all of Florida, and Tennessee and Alabama.
Okay. And the project that we met you, actually talked to you about was a Jacksonville courthouse project in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, that's correct. It's the Duval County Courthouse, right.
Okay. That project has been very unique, and the reason why I started off the show the way that I did, ladies and gentlemen, is that professional women in construction has a very strong relationship in New York, and other women organizations have very strong relationships with Turner Construction. And Turner has been very instrumental in leading the way in terms of sponsorship, in terms of advocacy, in terms of Turner University. Is it Turner Construction Management University?
Turner School of Construction Management.
Okay. Many companies that you see in the past have never poised themselves the way that they have, and I think the conversation I just want to introduce to everyone who Turner was, how they work within our community, how they partnered with some of our strategic female partners throughout the country. The overall conversation is that this Jacksonville Courthouse project became a little bit elusive. Disseminated information got passed back and forth, and we wanted to make sure that all of our listeners and our members and everyone else understood that the commitment that Turner Construction has in working with companies and building capacity and stuff. Let's talk about that project. That project was something very unique. I think you told me you could write a book about that.
This project has been quite an interesting project because it's been around for a while. The city of Jacksonville initially put the project out for a construction management at risk, and that probably was about 4 years ago. Subsequently to that, they had to terminate the previous group that they had on the project, and since then they put it back out on the street for a design build. And we were fortunate to be the successful proposers on the design build, and our team comprised of Turner Construction and KBJ, and we have two minority firms that are our partners in an association relationship with us, and that's CES and also Deborah Thompson Consulting. And, of course, we have a host of minorities and women businesses that are participating at the trade level, and we also have minorities and women businesses participating on the design side.
And they have a program called JSAP?
Yes, the city of Jacksonville has a program for small businesses. It's called JSEB. It's the Jacksonville Small Emergent Business. And what that is a race-neutral program. So where you may find in some municipalities or governmental entities, you may find programs that are race conscious, which will specifically have percentage goals for minorities and women's, which would include certain ethnic groups, which would be most time it would include Hispanics, African American, Asian American, Native Americans, and then of course on the women's side it would be the white female. In this case, the JSET program in Jacksonville is all-inclusive of small businesses. You can actually be a white male-owned business, and if you're certified under the JSET program, you are entitled to participate in that program.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what the level of the controversy came when it came to Turner. Turner, I think, is reporting about 27% of participation of those participants in that program right now.
Well, that's the goal. I think we are probably over that goal. We are still procuring or awarding contracts, if you will. Right now, I think we may have a few award still outstanding. But the goal, the minimum goal is 27%, and we're probably going to exceed that goal. We're shooting for at least 30% ourselves.
You typically do that anyway. Most of the projects that I've seen, Turner, you over exceed your goal setting for the owner's criteria. When you guys got there, this has been an ongoing process for you. You went into this this community, and you hired a local consultant in order to help communicate with the local businesses to ensure inclusion for those individuals that you named that was in that classification group, so that that information about this project, before it even hit the streets properly, you all hit the streets yourselves. Am I correct?
Yes, we did a number of initiatives. First, before we even talk about all the things we did in terms of getting the information out so that the small business community could be informed about the bidding process, you have to take a look at our team. We started out making a very strong statement in that community that we were very serious about minorities and women participation, JSET participation, because we put these two individual firms on our team as an associated partner with us. So when you look at minority participation, when we're doing business, we don't just choose minority firms on the trade side, but we actually bring minority and women businesses in on the construction management side of things so that we can build those firms as well, those general, small general contractors who goal is to someday be a full-fledged construction management firm. So we start off with building our team with local firms who have a desire to grow as a construction manager. Then we added to our team the consultant, Deborah Thompson, who is a longstanding member in that community working with minorities and women-owned businesses, headed up the African-American Chamber at one time, was very, very involved, very well respected in that community with helping small businesses. So we thought it would be to our best interest to get someone who definitely know the community, can help us find our way around so that we can get the word out and get people involved, get them interested, and get them educated on the process.
Exactly. And I believe that is where we fail in terms of small businesses and minority women-owned businesses, is that we talked about there's a certain level of not just professionalism, but the technical aspect of presenting yourself to a turn of construction, that level of playing field that you're on with Turner is something that I always tell people that this is not for everyone. Technology has presented itself in terms of just the way that you even did work or pre-qualify for any of the projects, because there's a responsibility from the owner that they proceed to you as the CM and the design build person, that you have you have their best interest at heart, as well as the safety of the individuals who work on a project like this, because everyone must know their place on the project, and it's not just the work. They should understand that when one subcontractor does not present their payment schedule on time, that affects the entire pay structure. And that's really most important when you're sitting back coasting a $200 million project and your payment is being held up because you have a person that does not have the technical expertise in order to even present within the technical part of the work. And I know those are challenges, and people don't realize it's just that the work is not the only thing that you need to qualify. You need to qualify just as you qualified professional team of people, and you presented yourself to the owner, the subcontractors must do the same thing. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, like you said, you touch on a number of areas that is important to being successful on a project. You got to have skilled workers. You got to have the resources. You got to have the experience in some cases. You can't just go out on certain projects because you can go into a residential place and you can, you know, build a house or something. And when it comes down to a courthouse, which is not your typical cookie cutter project, this is a very complex type of building. And you really, if you haven't done that type of work before, don't try to get into a prime position, but maybe become a member of someone's team where you can get exposed to that type of project. And then if a project comes up in the future, you've had exposure and now you have experience under your belt. So that's kind of how we approach it, you know, taking into consideration all of the challenges that you just talked about, understanding that some of the small businesses have not had the opportunity to work on such projects as a courthouse. And with that in mind, we want to try to put you in the best position possible so you can be successful. The whole goal behind minority business programs, or in the case of the city of Jacksonville, the JSET program, is to build successful companies, to make opportunity available to these firms so that they can be successful on a project. You know, you would defeat the purpose if you put companies on there just for the sake of saying, okay, you got a job, but then they went out of business because they were on a job that they weren't quite ready to perform on. And so you're not really building businesses in your community, because when you do have strong businesses in your community, you stimulate economic development, which makes it better for all of us.
Exactly. Let me ask you a question. It's one thing that I forgot to ask. Is this a lead project?
Yeah, you know something? I don't know that answer off the top of my head. I believe we are seeking some level of LEED certification, but I don't want to say for certain when I'm not real sure. But I honestly believe we are seeking some form of LEED certification. And so I would say probably yes. And if it is, probably a silver level, would imagine.
And the reason why I did that, the reason why I asked that question, is that this is a good forum for our listeners to understand that in building capacity within your team,
mm-hmm.
you must understand the construction trends, and you must understand your capability in getting on projects of this size and nature. The one thing that I understood that Turner did to get this project is that they used the T word. They teamed. They built the team on the larger level in order to satisfy the client's qualifications.
Right, and even when, and that's a great point that you mentioned, when we put together our team, we have individuals with organizations that don't necessarily have the specific experience to go on a particular project. We put the person that has the most experience, which is why this Jacksonville project is being led by our project executive, who is out of the Atlanta office, because he is our courthouse guru when it comes down to the types of courthouse projects that he has lots of experience. Now, if you say, why would you go to Georgia to get someone when you have all these offices in Florida? Because he brought the most experience to our project. So when we put together our team to sell it to the client, we want to put the best people in the position where they can see that we have the requisite experience that's needed to do their project.
Ms. Bradley, may I ask a question?
Sure.
If I may, for our listeners, if Turner, that's been around, how long has the Turner Construction been in business?
About 107 years.
For 107-year-old firm.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that our minority and small businesses do not understand that it would have been to the best interest that the Jacksonville people that wanted to get on this project actually created a team and then presented their package to the to Turner, the same way that you did for the owner?
Well,
that's
I
the question.
I think that, you know, the minority business programs have gone through an evolution, if you will. I think you're getting to the point now where firms are understanding that that is another way that they can access opportunity on project when two of the smaller firms who have different strengths and pull their resources together, they can now go after a project that they would not have been able to go after had they not joined forces. I think you, in the past, what you had was people saw each other as competitors, and instead of seeing each other in a way that we can work together to build our capacity, they were trying to go after stuff by themselves and end up hurting themselves because they did not have the capacity. Even Turner, we are a big guy, big company, I should say, and there are times when we team with our competitors because it makes more sense for us to go after a job. We may have the relationships, but our competitor may have the experience that is needed to do the job. So it makes sense for the two of us to come together because we have the relationship and could win the client over. But then we don't have the expertise, so we go and say, okay, we're going to complement our team with or our resources and our access to the client with the experience that we need from our competitor. And so I think as small businesses start to understand that more, you know, this, like I said, it has gone through an evolution. Initially, it was like we just wanted to get on projects, the smaller businesses. And then when they start getting on projects and they found out, oops, there's more things that are needed when you're getting on a project, do I have the right people working on that project, the skilled workforce? Because the skilled workforce, the lack of skills or the lack of knowledge in that particular project can cost you the project. Then they say, oops, I don't have the money to float this payroll, these workers that I have for any period of time. So now I don't have financial strength. So then you started to see that there are several other components after you have the opportunity that needs to be considered when you are trying to be successful on a project. So now as we understood that situation, saying that you got to have what it takes to actually be able to go on that project. Now we understand we got to be more strategic in trying to get bigger. If we can do a smaller project and we've done enough of them and we got our infrastructure pretty solid, we got some solid, our core staff is pretty solid, and we got our finances pretty solid, but we just don't have the bonding capacity. But now if I team with XYZ company and they are able to bring financial strength to me, and between the two of us we could go after a bond together, then now we can go after a bigger piece of a project. We perhaps can bid as a prime as opposed to bidding as a second tier. So I think you're going to start to see that. But previously, I don't think they really understood. When you ask the question, you know, why do they not understand it? I just think that they did not see the value in two firms coming together versus you are my competitor and I need to, you know, be a step ahead of you so that I can get the job versus why don't we get the job together?
And this is the thing. We have about a few minutes left in the show. I wanted to really point out what the situation is. And the reason why I started to show out the way that I did was for our listeners, if Turner, who's 107 years old, goes and works with their competitors, what's the difference between four or five women of color businesses and a primary person to go in and team up and go after projects, and everybody's pretty much has a support level. And so what transpired, ladies and gentlemen, was that you have the same thing where you have a labor group who feels that the individuals have not gotten their fair share of the work. Now, I was able to witness, Ms. Bradley, the way that your subcontractor breakdown was, which was you had the major subs.
Right.
And you required the major subs to have minority or smaller subs as a sub tier to them.
Yeah, as a condition of them being successful with us, they had to comply with the JSET requirement. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, and with that being said, those individuals, I mean, you guys are just now breaking ground good, and the bid packages, and it's a design build, and according to Nadine, that you're still going back and forth with the owner, and there's so much stuff that's still not even transparent yet, that there's still time to bring in those JSET subs should be looking to the community because it's a trickle-down effect. I believe it's a wonderful initiative on you all's behalf to have a major sub who really will be the ultimate person with the bonding, with the capacity, with the warranty on the courthouse, because this is, you know, they don't build courthouses but every so many generations. So this is a
right.
difference of construction. A lot of people don't understand that they don't build courthouses
right.
every 10 years. They build them every decade or so. Every 50 years, 100 years. I'm not sure how old the other one is, but I'm sure it's been there for a while. And
yes.
My point was...
Go ahead.
My point was that there's still time for labor folks to come to the table with the smaller JSET sub and provide the labor base and to be able to utilize, because the JSET individuals will then be able to reach out within their community and hire the people within the community that they know, because they are community people that's in that program that's in that Jacksonville area. Am I correct?
Well, let me back up a little and talk about what you were saying in terms of the approach with the larger contractors bidding with us. As a condition, as I stated earlier, as a condition of them being successful with us, we required them, because we could not break these packages up in such smaller packages because, you know, for one, we were working on a very tight budget. And when you're doing that, you're looking for trying to get the biggest bang for the buck. So you're trying to go into the marketplace in a way that you are going to attract people that will be able to give you discounts and stuff like that, that can afford to bid with you in a way that is going to help you drive down costs for the client. Well, with that in mind, what we wanted to do with the largest contractor is say, you need to help us with the JSET participation as a condition of you being successful. And what that do, there's a number of things that takes place when you do that. One is you forge relationship with those contractors with the hope of potentially building something that later, when they leave that particular project, that those companies now have a working relationship that they can take somewhere else. You also have given that firm, that smaller firm, that JCEP firm, the opportunity to work in it, like you said, on a project that they probably never would have worked on, because it's a rare occasion that happens. But the good news about that, even though it's a rare occasion, imagine you were one of the firms that worked on the project. That building is going to be around for a while, so there's things going to happen in that building. There's going to be repair, renovation. So if you've had that experience of being a part of the building, you quite frankly could be one of the firms that later come back and be a part of the renovation of the continuing service contracts for keeping that building up during the constant maintaining of that building over the period of its life. The other thing is, as we've done this in this particular case, we bid it out to work, we forged a relationship, we had the matchmaking forum so that these firms can get to know each other and start talking to each other, so that when it's time to bid, you are coming together as a team. So, yes, we did a lot of things to try and make that situation work. But again, when you don't have all the facts, people tend to comment in a way that is negative towards us, when we know as a company, Turner is so committed to the building of small businesses in our community. It makes good business sense for us, because we are a management firm, and we need the trade contractors in the to come in and build the building for us. We bring the expertise, the resources, and the experience, but we need the real builders to come in. And so it makes sense for us to do everything that we can to put those firms in as stronger position as we can get them, in order for them to support us in our role as the construction manager.
And I think you guys have done a wonderful job doing that. I don't believe everybody understands a little bit of what she's saying, but in layman's terms, there's a trickle-down effect that Turner will be the CM on this project. You have a major sub that's on the project. Then there's a local sub who knows the folks that work for different projects around the area. And so those individuals, for those other smaller subs, you can put that on your portfolio that you work
right
on under construction.
Oh, yeah.
On your portfolio. And when people look at that, they say, oh, you work at the courthouse? Yes, I did this portion of it. And this will help you build your capacity, not even on the maintenance side, so Ms. Bradley, but it also builds your capacity within your company being able to go in on another project and then
absolutely
just maybe not be. And so Turner is offering, as a CM, they're offering not just the labor management, but they're offering the businesses a way of creating a capacity level on their portfolio that increases their exposure. And again, this is something that you can be very proud of once this project is over in two to three years. I'm not sure the length of it. But I do understand that Turner has a long-standing relationship with tradespeople all around the country. We understand that Turner has actually touched people's lives years ago, and we're one of those firms. We are a second-generation company, and we remember Turner in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, being so instrumental to us 20-plus years ago on a project with Sendor for Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District. And in short, what they did was they provided our small little concrete company the actual management support and training. As we worked on the project, we were able to meet with the project manager every 2 weeks and understand the bigger picture. Yes,
right,
you guys pulled this pad, but guess what? Your pad is going to coordinate with our mechanical guy, who's going to install this on top of that. And so this is where we were able to learn the systems of the 16 divisions of work as it related to. And 24 years later, you now have the National Coalition, because the organization was founded by myself, my sister, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand the presence of what Turner has done. This is a trickle-down effect of 20 years in the making. And so when we heard the news, I had to call my mother, because she's actually semi-retired in the business, but I had to call my mother and say, you would not believe what I heard. And she was fickle. We thought it was absolutely uncouth. And my mother has a policy. She said, those people don't have any scruples. She said, no, they don't have any scruples. They don't know what they're talking about.
We appreciate
the opportunity to champion Turner and thank the founders that was a part of that project back then. And so we understand that we really wanted to thank you for being able to bring, you know, we know that your passion in the past 10 years in being at Turner is the sensitivity of minorities being in construction. I think you said your dad or somebody was in
right.
the industry as well.
Yes, my dad was, and I'm very, very sensitive and very, very committed. I have a deep passion for it. And I just want to thank you, Ms. Ali, for inviting me on to talk about Turner. I'm very proud to be associated with Turner because I really believe this is a major corporation that really is sincere in doing something in its community. Building the smaller businesses because it makes good business sense and it's good for us. But, you know, to have partners out in the community like yourself and to have had the opportunity for Turner to work with you, we really appreciate you championing us, and we will continue to try to do good. And when we don't, we want you to let us know. So, again, I really appreciate you having me on the program. And know that we are committed and we're doing everything we can to make opportunity available for as many firms as possible. You know, everybody is not going to get a job on a project. And, you know, as much as I would love to see as that people, as many firms, could get on there, it's impossible to put every firm that has a desire to be on the project on the project. So, again, I thank you for having me.
Well, we certainly appreciate everything. And just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, Turner is willing to sit down with anybody that has a great idea on moving forward on projects in the future and even this project. So they have opened up a line of communication. This young lady is accessible at any time. She has a person right there on the ground in Jacksonville still. I guess it's the young lady
Thompson.
That's the consultant.
Yeah,
she's
Deborah Thompson.
So
mm-hmm.
She's still there. So no one's going anywhere. The project has not even broken ground greatly yet.
Right.
So there's so many other opportunities. I think it's better to always sit and talk reasonably with individuals opposed to accusing people of things that, as I could see, if the courthouse had been built and it was built, I
the results
know,
were different, it. Right?
Right, but we're not even there yet. We're not even there yet.
But I do believe that for the most part, all the contracts have been bidded out, and we are in award phase now. We have awarded. Probably a huge percentage of the contract. There may be some smaller jobs that will be close to the end, or I'm not sure if there's anything else left under the general conditions. But, you know, we're always trying to help firms, and not just the courthouse. I mean, if there's opportunity for us with other projects. Turner, this is our culture. We do this on all our projects, whether it's an initiative by on the part of the client, even if it's not, Turner culture is that we have an in-house program that we seek to open the doors of opportunity for minorities on all of our projects, public and private.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are a testament to that as well. And I want to make sure that we let everybody know that the Professional Women in Construction has a chapter in Florida, and they're located down in the Fort Lauderdale area. And we'll be looking forward to working with someone down there by the name of Rodia Sonia. And hopefully there should be a chapter towards Central Florida as well. Hopefully that'll be coming up shortly. And we speak about that because we just know that it was easier for us to pick up the phone and call Lenora Janice with the Professional Women in Construction and let her know, look, Ms. Janice, the coalition, the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction, is going to make sure that our guy is okay down here. So okay. she kind of chuckled and said, "Well, Creamer, you make sure you do that for us." So we want to make sure that Turner knows that the National Coalition of Women of Color is very supportive. We know what you do all over the country for women, women of color, women businesses, and the main thing is that we certainly know that it takes a lot. People think $200 million is a lot of money, but it's not.
It's not. You're right.
It's a lot of material you got to buy. That's a lot of concrete.
That's right.
So, but we got about 4 minutes left in the show. Is there a contact email address for our listeners if they have any comments that they can send?
Send it to my phone number is 407-210-2500. And the email address is vabratley@tcco.com.
Okay, we certainly appreciate that. And ladies, gentlemen, this is a real person. You will have access to her.
Absolutely.
She is not a sister that's walking around cheerleading for Turner. She is a real McCoy. 10 years seasoned. Can put on the gloves and everything, but she.
You're absolutely right, and not to mention that I've been a business owner myself, and I do understand the challenges of being a small business. So my heart goes out to them, and I'm currently married to a small business owner, and so you know I understand the. I do. I said I know the pain.
so that's
why I worked extremely hard, because I feel like this is a calling on my life to be in a position that I can help them to maneuver, because you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And Turner being a big organization, and you know, I've been blessed, I consider by God to have been placed in this position, so I want to fulfill my purpose while I'm in this position. So, because I believe I've been given much, and I will give much.
And we certainly appreciate it. We got 2 minutes left in the show, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to thank you again for tuning in. Please tune in next week for our Blog Talk Radio. And as always, there is a Static Footprint, so you can go online and listen to the show at ncwcc.org. And next week we'll have a very special guest on, and we want to thank Turner Construction, and we want to thank you and for your time and everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close out with Destiny Muhammad, Grace. Have a good evening.
Ancient calling and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I am the blessing you seek. Seek my face. I'm all you will ever need. All you'll ever need. Grace, sustain.